Hey, didn't we meet at Central Perk? This is Sandra Tinglo with the Lowdown on Science. Wasn't Friends the best show ever? I felt I knew Jennifer Aniston better than my own sister. But is that possible? Geza Gergely M. Bruce at Friedrich Schiller University, Jena, Germany, and team wondered. They had almost 90 volunteers learn faces in one of three ways: sorting through photographs, watching a TV show, or chatting with someone in person. The researchers recorded their brain activity both before and after they became familiar with different faces. Results: a unique brain signal appeared about half a second after the participants saw familiar faces. This signal was strongest when participants learned faces through in-person interactions, and almost non-existent when they learned faces through photographs. However, it doesn't affect our ability to recognize faces. These researchers believe that how we meet people matters for our brains. It's important to have real-life interactions when we get to know new people. Doesn't bode well for my team welcome work session later, the one where they meet on Zoom.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC, and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.